360, Revelation 9:16. Please read. During this time when the angels slew a third part of the man, the number of the army of these horsemen were listed here. That's 200 million. It's the army of slaughter going forth to kill people on this earth. I'm glad I'm not going to be here. Revelation 9:17, please read. So these horses have breastplates of fire. Their heads were as the heads of lions. Out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. On page 361, there's the second phase of Christ's coming. The first phase of the coming of the Lord is the rapture for the believers, the saved ones.
据说他这个再来的这个第一部分呢，就是这个信徒的背体。
The second phase is after the tribulation, when he comes to earth.
即他来到世上,
to set up the millennial reign.
他就是来设立这个千禧年。
Now it says that the beast and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire.
他们就来把他丢在那个火炉。
Near the beginning of the tribulation period, or beginning of the millennium.
在那个千禧年的前一部分。
And they're not burned up for 1,000 years.
他们没有被烧，有1,000年的时间。
They're still in the lake of fire.
他们还在那个火炉里。
Where the beast and the false prophet are.
所以说他们在那个耶稣跟那个审判的居所。
I do not believe that the unsaved will be slaughtered and killed in the lake of fire.
据说那些不信的人被毁灭。
They'll suffer that terrible fate for all eternity.
他们要受苦，要一直到永远。
They will have bodies apparently like asbestos bodies, not being able to burn up but still feel the pain.
据说他们会体会到那种的痛苦。
On page 363, Revelation 9:18, please read.
口中所出来的火与烟，并硫磺这三样灾，杀了人的三分之一。
And by these three were the third part of the men killed.
据说三分之一的人死掉。By
the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone.
是从那个火烟，或是跟那个硫磺。Great
slaughter by these three.
是很大的屠杀。Page
364, Revelation 9:19, please read.
章19节，这马的能力是在口里和尾巴上，因这尾巴像蛇，并且有头用以害人。
And the power is in their mouth and in their tails.
据说它的那个口从口里，然后有那个尾巴上。Tails
were like serpents on the heads.
它的尾巴就像那个蛇。But
these heads they do hurt.
然后这个头呢，用以来害人。But
God has protective hands.
但是我们的上帝他却保护了我们。He
will protect those of the people that are saved.
那些得救的人呢，信主的人呢，他会来保护我们，用他的恩手来保护我们。On
page 365, the horse tails are like serpents.
这个365页讲到这个马的尾巴呢，好像那个蝎子。Like
serpents and vipers, different kinds of snakes. Could be poisonous. Like copperheads and rattlesnakes.
去带来了那个毒,
and they will kill many on this earth. Revelation 9:20, please read.
9章20节,
还是去拜魔鬼和那些不能看、不能听、不能走金银铜木石的偶像。
The rest of the men that weren't killed with the plagues.
据说那些没有被杀的人。
Didn't repent of their works and deeds.
他们还是不悔改。
Continued to worship devils and idols and gold and silver and brass.
他们继续去拜那个鬼魔跟那些偶像。
Page 166, the devil and his helpers.
366讲到这个鬼魔跟那个他的帮手。
These people during the tribulation continue to worship the devil and all of his false angels.
他们那个时候还是继续来拜这个魔鬼跟他的那个帮助他的人。
False religion, wherever it may be.
据说那个假的宗教。
Whether the United States, America, China, Russia, Japan, anywhere in the world.
无论在哪一个地方，美国、中国、苏尔等等。
Strange that when they get all this difficulty, they would not repent of their sin.
但是他们还是不悔改，他们还是。
But they did not, and still not, do not repent.
他们还是不悔改。
People today still alive. Go through many things, but still they don't come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
据说他们遇到很多的事情，但是他们还是不愿意悔改。
God wants them to come. He's not willing that any should perish.
上帝愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
But that all should come to repentance.
他们也能来悔改，相信主。
Page 367, Revelation 9:21.
9-21节，又不悔改他们那些凶杀、邪术、奸淫、偷窃的事。
Neither repented they of their murders or sorceries or fornication.
就是那些凶杀、邪术、奸淫等等。
Nor of their thefts, they were still wicked, did not change their minds concerning this.
他们还是不悔改。
You'd think they'd wake up and say, "Wait a minute, why is this coming to me? I should repent of my evils."
他应该要去回想为什么会这样的事情临到我身上，但是他们还是不悔改。
Page 368, no repentance about drugs.
他们对这个药物呢没有那种的悔改的心。
The word sorceries, pharmakeia, is the word for source and drugs.
新邪术的东西。
We have a pharmacist among us today.
据说制药人，我们中间有一位。
Her name is Miss Kathy Wu.
就是 Kathy.
She knows what drugs are and what they're not.
她也知道这些的药物。
Glad to have her with us here today.
我们感谢主，她在我们的中间。
So no repentance about sorcery of all kinds, worshiping the devil.
他们在敬拜这个魔鬼，行了这些巫术邪术。
Page 369, judgment was coming.
369页讲到这个审判即将来到。
Because of this sorcery, brought judgment to Israel.
他这个行巫术的东西
And all the people also of the world.
这个不但是以色列人，还是世界的人。
One of the sins that they committed, the works of fornication.
据说他们行奸淫的事情。
The sexual relations on the part of unmarried people.
据说没有结婚的人呢，执行这个性的事情。
Page 371, abstaining from fornication.
据说要禁止他们不做这个非道德的事情，奸淫的事情。
And the illustration of that abstention from fornication is Joseph in the Old Testament.
据说好像那个约瑟。
Potiphar's wife said, "Come, lie with me."
波提法的太太要引诱他。
Joseph fled.
那个约瑟就逃跑了。
Because of that, he was put in prison.
因为这样呢，他后来就被诬告，就下监牢。
His alleged fornication, which he was not guilty of.
因为有这样的那个试探，他胜过，但是他被定罪。
These people in the tribulation time did not repent of murders. Sorceries, fornication, or anything else.
据这些人呢，他们不悔改的那些凶杀、巫术、邪术跟奸淫、偷窃的东西。
Page 372, they did not repent of the crime of theft.
据说他们偷东西，他们也不悔改。
Snatching of purses, shoplifting, motor vehicle theft, all kinds of theft.
据说小偷这些偷人的东西都是偷车子等等。
Page 373. People unrepentant, facing death.
就是他面临这个死亡，他们还是不悔改。373页。
They should come to Christ to be saved.
他们应该要来悔改归向主。
But they did not care.
但是他们不愿意来。
Page 375, Revelation 10:1, please read.
十章一节，我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。
Then John saw a mighty angel come from heaven.
他看到是一位大力的那个天使。
Clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head.
他就披着那个云彩，然后他头上有那个红。
Page 376. What is a rainbow?
讲，376页讲到那个彩虹。
It's the traditional sunlight spread out through the spectrum of colors and looking like a rainbow with different colors.
带来了不同很美的那个颜色。
Different colors?
Excuse me?
Different colors.
有不同的颜色。
Now where is the sun in the rainbow?
那么，日头在哪里呢？ 太阳在哪里呢？
The sun is always behind you when you face a rainbow.
就是说你看到那个彩虹呢，后面就有那个太阳。
The center of the circular arc of the rainbow is the direction opposite to that of the sun.
就是这个圈的中间呢，就有那个太阳。
The rain is in the direction of the rainbow.
这个下雨呢，就是有这个那个方向，那个彩虹的那个方向。
Page 377, Revelation 10:2, please read.
十章二节，他手里拿着小书卷是展开的，他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
This angel had in his hand a little book open.
在他手上有这个小书卷。
He set his right foot on the sea, the left foot on the earth.
然后他的右脚呢，就踏海，这个左脚就踏地。
It's a sweet and bitter book.
这个书呢，是也很甜也很苦的。
As it says in Ezekiel and other places, books, when you read them, they seem sweet, but in the heart sometimes turn bitter.
好像这个以西结所说的，他们吃的时候，好像是甜又是苦。
Page 375, Revelation 10:3.
十章三节，大声呼喊，好像狮子吼叫，呼喊完了就有七雷发声。
And this cry was a loud voice like a lion.
这个是那个大声的在那边呼喊，好像那个狮子在吼叫。
Seven thunders uttered their voices as well.
所以有那个七个那个雷声。
Page 379, wicked rulers are like roaring lions.
这个很恶的这些统治者呢，他们就像那个吼叫的狮子。
They steal and they corrupt and they carry on very badly.
他们在那边杀，在偷窃，在行这些事情。
Page 380, when does a lion roar?
380页讲到这个狮子什么时候会吼叫呢？
Apparently it's after he gets the prey, after he kills the lamb or the deer.
就当他杀死这些羊，小羊，这些等等。
That's victory for him. The angel roared like a lion.
据说对他来说呢，狮子呢，他是得胜了。这个好像是天使在那边吼叫，好像这个狮子。
Page 381, Satan's evil ministries.
381页讲到这个撒旦恶的这个工作。
The Lord sought to devour the Lord Jesus, but he was unsuccessful.
他想吞吃那个主耶稣基督，但是他不成功。
Adam and Eve in the garden, he was successful in destroying them.
他就是在那个亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候，他就成功了。
Not the Lord Jesus Christ in the wilderness, he was victorious over Satan's testing.
就是耶稣被试探的时候，那么他得胜了。
Page 382, Satan's three temptations of the Lord Jesus Christ.
382页讲到撒旦对主耶稣三次的试探。
Tried to get him to worship him and various other things, but the Lord refused.
要来敬拜他，那么主耶稣拒绝了。
The book of the earth's redemption.
讲到这本书就是地上的这个被救赎的事情。
This little book was the book of the earth's redemption.
这个就是上帝的话，就是使人能得救。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only redeemer that can redeem people from sin.
只有他是救赎主，使我们从罪恶里出来。
And page 383, the thunder at Mount Sinai.
在西乃山的那个雷声。
The thunder was there because God's presence was there.
其实上帝在那边就有这个雷声。
Nobody could touch that mount.
那么没有人能摸这个西乃山。
animal or man, they would be slain if they touched Mount Sinai.
无论是人是动物，接触到啊，摸到这个山就会死。
Revelation 10:4, please read.
10:4, 西雷发生之后，我正要写出来，就听见从天上有声音说：“西雷所说的，你要封上，不可写出来。”
When the seven thunders thundered, John was about to write.
当这个七雷要发生的时候。发生之后
the Lord said, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not.
据说你要封上不就可以写出来。
Apparently John was able to see, discern what the thunders said.
这个使徒约翰呢知道怎么样来分别这个雷所发出的声音什么时候要写。
But he was not to write about them.
他懂得。
Page 384, when Christian leaders fall.
384页讲到有一些这个领袖呢他们堕落了。
For instance, when King Saul was killed, they were not to tell the Philistines.
据说那个扫罗王呢被杀死的时候被非利士人杀死他叫他们不要出声。
When sin is performed, it's best not to spread it around too much.
据说当他犯罪的时候不要再传出去。
Bottom of 384, some things are sealed.
384页的下面据说有一些事情呢要封住。
When Paul went to heaven, he heard things that were unprofitable to speak, unlawful to speak.
据说他们知道什么时候不可以讲。
Page 385, the 70th week of Daniel.
385页讲到这个七十个期。
We've said many times that this is Daniel's 70th week, this tribulation period.
就是在这个大灾难的时间啊，这个最后一个期。
It comes directly after the rapture, the snatching away of the saved people in the church.
据说那些信徒被提的时候，那么地上有七年的大灾难。
Some words are unspeakable words.
有一些话语呢是讲不出来的。
And the angel and John was not to reveal those things that were unspeakable.
他们那个天使告诉他不要写下来。
Page 386, Revelation 10:5, please read.
10:5, 我所看见那踏海踏地的天使向天举起右手来。
So the angel I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth.
据说那个天使站在那边。
And then he lifted his hand up to heaven.
他就向天来举起右手来。
Revelation 10:6, please read.
10:6, 指着那创造天和天上之物、地和地上之物、海和海中之物，直到永永远远的启示说，不再有时日了。
And so this angel swore by him that liveth forever and ever.
据那个在天使说启示说到直活到永永远远。
The one who created heaven and the things that are therein, all the other things.
据说他那个上帝创造这个天地。
Page 387, denying Christ's millennial reign.
387页讲到他们否认这个基督的千禧年的国度。
There are many on earth today and Bible teachers that deny that Christ will reign for 1,000 years.
据有些教会有一些牧师呢他们不承认这个千禧年的事情。
Doesn't mean it's untrue just because they deny it.
不是因为他们否认而没有。
Page 388, be prepared for death.
388页讲到我们要准备这个一件事。
Every one of us should be prepared for death. Hebrews says it is appointed unto man once to die.
据说在希伯来书说我们人人有一次。
And after this, the judgment.
据后来有这个审判。
We don't know when our time will be to die, but we must be prepared.
我们不知道什么时候，但是我们要好的准备。
Lord Jesus Christ is eternal, past, present and in the future.
我们知道我们的主耶稣是没有开始没有结束他是永永远远的。
Page 389, we have an eternal God.
我们有这个永恒的神。
Without past, without present, without future.
他没有过去没有将来。
And page 390, God did not create homosexuals.
三百九十页讲到这个啊，上帝没有创造这个啊同性恋的事情。
Some people teach this. Some people says, "Oh, you're created this way. You can't help it."
有一些人就说他生下来就是这样，那么你不能啊做其他事情。
That is false.
这个是不对的。
Even if they say it's true, it's false.
这个是不对的。
Homosexuals, whether they're male homosexuals or female lesbians, are taught this sin.
因为他们要被教导，据说这个是犯罪的。
Whether the homosexuals in Chicago or any other place, they're taught these things.
据说他们这些同性恋的人，他们有这样的教导，他们觉得说是很自然。
Homosexuals are not only evil, they're vicious.
据说他们不但很恶，但是是很凶恶。
They're very strong and they fight and carry on against those people that are not homosexual.
他们很强，他们甚至还很凶。
Many examples of that.
很多的这样的例子。
And now that they've been praised by the government, Pastor or President Obama and others,
有啊，据甚至美国的总统还称赞他们。
They're stronger than ever.
他们越来势力越大。
In fact, Obama himself, a former practicer of homosexuality,
啊，这个美国的总统以前是啊，请这个同性恋的事情。
Has put a whole month aside.Honoring the homosexual.
他有把整个月的时间来是说这个是同性恋的这个月。
Also, theistic evolution is false.
这个还有另外一个有神论的那个evolution 是什么？进化论的事情，有神论的进化论。
Theistic evolution says God made a sort of life.
据说上帝创造这个光。
And then life just evolved from then on.
啊，这个有生命，然后就慢慢变成啊。
That's false. God created man already, not.
上帝创造的时候就是人了，不是慢慢演变。
That sometimes is called the sub-man theory.
据说他们有这样的教导。
He created a person, sort of a person, and then breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. That's when he became a person.
他就是上帝吹他的灵气，那边就慢慢演变了。
But theistic evolution says he created man, but then the man just evolved on his own.
据说上帝创造，但是呢，人呢是慢慢演变出来的。
Page 392, geocentricity versus heliocentricity.
据说这个是那个地心跟恒星。
Big words, but geo means earth.
地心就是这个地的中心。
The earth, the center of the universe.
地是那个中心。
Helio means sun.
那个讲到太阳是那个中心点。
The sun, center of the universe.
是那个太阳是那个中心点。
We've all been taught in our schools that the sun is the center of the universe.
在学校教的是这个太阳是那个中心。
The Bible teaches that the earth is the center of the universe.
圣经的教导是地的中心。
The earth has foundations.
这个地是那个根基。
15 or 20 or 25 verses show the earth in the Bible is the center.
很多的经文讲说这个地是那个中心。
Dr. Jack Mormon, one of our missionaries in England,
我们的宣教士Jack Mormon,
has written an excellent book on geocentricity.
他有讲到这个太阳以中心点。
Our Bible for Lay Ministry has published it and shows very definitely that the scriptures teach the earth is the center, not the sun.
是应该是那个地为中心，不是那个太阳为中心。
If you're interested in it, we have it. We'll let you know how to get it.
所以如果想知道这本书。
Bible believing Christians should follow the Bible on everything imaginable.
就是信徒呢要以圣经为根据为基础。
Follow the Bible on.Creation versus evolution.
据说我们要根据圣经的教导，关于这个进化论跟创造论。
Not follow science.
不是根据那个科学。
We should follow the Bible on the earth being the center of the universe.
只要相信这个地是为中心的。
Fixed and not the sun as the scientist teaches.
不是好像科学所教导的是那个太阳为中心。
Page 393, denial of Christ as the creator.
三百九十三页讲到那个，他们否认的是主耶稣是那个创造者。
We've said many times before Ephesians 3:9, God created all things by Jesus Christ.
就是以弗所书三章九节是说借着主耶稣基督而创造的。
The Lord Jesus with the Father is the creator.
这个主耶稣跟上帝啊在那边来创造这个世界。
But the Gnostics deny that and therefore they were removed by Jesus Christ from Ephesians 3.
这个诺斯底派因为他否认这一回事，他在那个啊经文呢就把这个字借着主耶稣基督把它拿掉。
At the Dienbergen Society this July, I will be speaking on the Gnostic torturing and twisting of scriptures.
据说今年的七月，这个 Dienbergen 的这个协会呢，他要啊分享的就是关于这方面。
They have at least 15 different doctrines of theirs, and they have scriptures that twist to conform to these doctrines.
讲到这个诺斯底派，他们在啊这个基要的真理方面呢，他扭曲了。
Gnosticism was headquartered in Alexandria, Egypt.
因为诺斯底派是在啊它的那个中心，它的那个 headquarter 是在那个亚历山大。
And the Vatican and Sinai manuscripts on which the new versions are based was also centered in Alexandria, Egypt.
那么这两个抄本呢，它是啊是在那个啊亚历山大。
And it's the Gnostics that changed their manuscripts to conform to their own false theology.
因为这个诺斯底派就把它啊更改，变成来符合他们的那个神学。
That's why Vatican and Sinai manuscripts and the new versions are based upon Gnostic heresy.
就是巴蒂冈跟那个埃及的抄本是根据这个啊诺斯底派的。
Because they're founded on Vatican and Sinai Alexandrian manuscripts.
因为是根据这个。在亚历山大的这个啊抄本。
Page 395, Revelation 10:7, please read.
十章七节，在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人众先知的加密。
At the sounding of this angel, the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished.
据说在天使吹号的时候，那么上帝的奥秘就成全。
God has ministries or mysteries or secrets, as he said.
上帝有他的那个秘密的事情。
One of the mysteries is Christ saving sinners and the Son of God.
这个是一个奥秘，上帝呢啊，借着主耶稣来到啊这个世上来拯救人。
In verse chapter page 397, the mystery of the gospel.
讲到这个福音的奥秘。
The mystery in Revelation is a secret that God reveals in His Word.
就是他上帝借着他的话语把这个奥秘来呈现出来。
Page 398, Paul obeyed God rather than men.
398页讲到保罗呢，他宁可愿意来遵从主，胜过。
In Acts 5:29, we read we should obey God rather than men.
所以要听上帝的话。
And then the meaning of doulos.
这个字 doulos 的这个字是什么意思呢？
It's a word for servant or slave.
这个是说仆人。
It's not simply doing another's will.
不是说啊，据说他来愿意顺从别人，照他的意思走。
That's what we should do if we're saved and born again.
据说我们真正得救的人，我们应该去做这样做。
It means devoted to another's will and disregard from our own interests.
据说他我们愿意来顺从主，来除去我们自己的兴趣。
Page 399, the prophets were told the future.
这个399页的下面讲到这个先知呢是讲预言将来的事情。
God revealed His will and His plans to the prophets.
就是借助先知来把他的意思讲出来。
Page 400, Revelation 10:8, please read.
四章八节，我先前从天上所听见的那声音，又吩咐我说：“你去，把那踏海踏地之天使手中展开的小书卷取过来。”
So this voice from heaven said, "Take the little book, which is in the hands of the angel." And...
这个天上来的声音就是吩咐说：“你去把那个他海他地的天使手中展开的小书卷取过来。”
We must read God's words and we must heed God's words.
我们需要来读上帝的话语，愿意听上帝的话。
It's not enough to read, we must heed them and obey them.
我们不但是去读，也要去听，要顺从。
Page 401, we should meditate on God's words.
401页讲到我们要默想上帝的话语。
We should keep everything that is in there.
据说要把上帝的话语来藏在我们的心中。
Not just simple things we can understand, but the things that we don't understand, we should still obey.
我们虽然有的时候不能完全明白，但是我们也是要顺从。
Page 402, don't lose your King James Bible.
据说302页，据说你不要这个要保持这个钦定本，这圣经。
That Bible is based on the proper Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
它是根据那个原来的那个原文希伯来、亚兰文跟希腊文。
Accurately translated by accurate, gifted translator.
据说是很正确的那个翻译出来。
As John was told by the angel, take this book. We should take our book, the Bible, too, and read it, study it.
据说我们要好好的读上帝的话语。
Revelation 10:9, please read.
10:9, 我就走到天使那里，对他说：“请你把小书卷给我。”他对我说：“你拿着吃尽了，便叫你肚子发苦；然而在你口中要甜如蜜。”
Reading the scriptures is like eating.
据说在读圣经的话，就是要听上帝的话，也好像吃这个食物。
This book would be in thy mouth sweet as honey, but in thy belly bitter.
据说你读的时候、吃的时候肚子发苦，但是口中要甜。
Page 405, we see the blasphemous Roman Catholic Mass.
这个405页讲到这个那个罗马天主教的那个弥撒是那个就是在亵渎上帝。
They teach that the Mass is the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他讲到这个主耶稣的那个圣餐的事情。
They believe the bread is the literal body of Christ.
他们说这个饼呢，主耶稣的这个饼就是他真正的身体。
They believe that the bread is the literal body of Christ.
这个饼呢，就是主耶稣真正的身体。
That's false in both cases.
它是两方面都是不对，无论是他的身体跟他的血。
The scriptures tell us we're to do those things in remembrance of me.
我们遵守这个圣餐呢，就是要纪念他。
On page 406, Ezekiel was to preach the truth.
406页讲到这个以西结呢，他被只是要传讲这个真理。
Ezekiel was told to make news.Make known unto the people the things that God wanted them to do.
据说要给人知道上帝的话语。
Revelation 10:10, please read.
10:10，我从天使手中把小书卷接过来，吃尽了，在我口中果然甜如蜜，吃了以后肚子觉得发苦了。
So he took a little book and it was sweet in the mouth, but in the belly very bitter.
那么在这个书上呢，他吃了以后口中是甜，但是吃了以后肚子觉得发苦。
It's like from page 408, the prodigal son.
就好像那个浪子回头的事情。
He took half the father's money, and that was sweet.
他拿着父亲的钱，他觉得是很甘甜。
He ended up in the pig trough, and that was bitter.
他后来就要喂这个猪。
Bitter waters can be made sweet by the Lord Himself.
据说苦的要变成甜的，只有主能这样做。
Page 409, Revelation 10:11, please read.
10:11，天使对我说：“你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说几年。”
So John was told he must prophesy again before many people and nations.
他讲说他要再讲预言，这个10:11。
Page 410, people read the book of Revelation.
这个人要好好的读这个启示录。
Not always easy to understand, but people do read it.
这个虽然有的时候不大明白，但是也是要去读。
One of the people that attended our church last Sunday.
有一个新来的朋友。
He had something about Revelation.
他有一些事情懂得一些启示录。
He wanted me to bring it up to the class and give it to the class.
他要我来提出来。
I didn't do it because I haven't read it yet.
就是说我还没有这样做。
I don't know what he says about things.
据说应该讲的话。
Or some of the other things that he believes, I don't think it's going to be what I believe.
就是说他所说的不是我所相信的。
So I left it at home.
就我就放在家里。
Prophecy read worldwide.
这个预言呢是要全世界的人要好好去读。
People read Revelation, they talk about it, many of them have different views of it.
就讲到启示录，那么有一些人他讲的就不一样。There's
a preterist view of Revelation.
据说这个讲到这个将来的事情。Preterist
means everything here is already past.
据说已经是过去的。I
don't believe that's true.
我不相信这样这一回事。John
is to write the things that are right then.
据说一些事情。
The past, rather, things that are right now and the things that are in the future.
有一些事情是过去的，有一些是现在，有一些是将来的。
And then, page 412, bitterness is made sweet again.
412页讲到这个苦的会变成甜的。
Sometimes God and only God can make bitter things sweet for us.
有的时候上帝借着患难，借着痛苦的那个经历。
Page 413,
Revelation 11:1.
So here's a temple that's about to be built.
这个据说讲到这个圣殿的事情。
Measure the temple anyway.
资料来衡量这个圣殿的那个大小。
Page 414, Ezekiel sees the land of Israel.
414页讲到这个以西结看到这个以色列地。
He was in Babylon, but he prophesied concerning Israel.
他虽然人在那个巴比伦，但是他却讲到在以色列的那个地方所要发生的事情。
Why is there a temple, you might ask, in the millennium?
有人问为什么在这个千禧年的时候有圣殿吗？
Sacrifices are not any longer needed, are they?
在那个时候不需要再献祭。
Just the one offering of Christ himself?
据说主耶稣本身已经在那个地方。
But just as blood offerings in the past look forward to the future,
据说他们以前是来献祭的时候就展望那个将来的事情。
The future offering of the Lord Jesus Christ,
知道主耶稣将来就成为他们为他们来舍身。
So the offerings in the future look back to Calvary.
当时候呢，就是说这个祭呢，就是在想过去的事情。
And so we see that the offerings in the millennium are simply to look back to Calvary.
这个献祭的时候，就是说要思想回想过去的事情。
Page 415, reinstitution of blood offerings.
这个重新建立这个血的那个祭。
These blood offerings are not for sin, but they're to remember what happened at Calvary's cross with Christ.
据说这个罪呢，不能洗净他们的罪，血来洁净呢，乃是在回想过去的事件。
And the meaning of worship.
据说接下去是那个敬拜的那个意思。
We've mentioned that before. It's like a dog kissing the hands of its owner.
以前已经有讲过，就是好像吻那个手。
So it means to be humble in all that we do.
就是要屈身，要谦卑的来敬拜他。
Page 416, Revelation 11:2.
启示录11:2.
只是殿外的院子要留下不用粮，因为这是给了外邦人的。
So he was not to measure the court for some reason.
就不要量这个圣殿。
Given to the Gentiles.
那么要给那些外邦人。
Notice the city of Jerusalem will be cut underfoot 40 and 1 months, 3.5 years.
讲到要这个圣城要建大有42个月。
And the bottom of 3:16, the Antichrist breaks the covenant of agreement that he had with the Jews.
416页的下面，据说这个敌基督呢，要破灭他跟人所立的约。
And he will offer an unclean animal upon the temple.
他会在那个圣殿来献那个不洁净的祭物。
Revelation 11:3, please read.
11:3，我要使我那两个见证人穿着毛衣传道1260天。
So the two witnesses will prophesy for 1,203 square days, that's 3.5 years.
这个两个见证人呢，都穿了穿着毛衣，穿到有1260天，这个就是等于他三年半。
And we said before that some people think they're Elijah and Esau.
啊，有人说这两个见证人是那个以诺跟以利亚。
Because God took them to heaven without dying.
因为他们不经过死。
But I believe there were Moses and Elijah.
但是我相信是摩西跟那个以利亚。
Because of the miracles that they had performed.
因为他们所行的神迹奇事。
And remember, it was Moses and Elijah that were on the Mount of Transfiguration.
也是主耶稣在登山变相的时候，也是摩西跟以利亚出现。
So that's a further reason why I believe they're the true prophets, these witnesses here.
所以我就想说，这个就是这个两个见证人。
Revelation 11:4, please read.
11:4.他们就是那两棵橄榄树，两个灯台，立在世界之王面前的。
So these two olive trees are like the candlesticks standing before the Lord.
这个他那个两棵的那个橄榄树呢，还有两个灯台。
Page 419, olive trees are described.
419页讲到这个橄榄树，那边描述出来。
The evergreen tree it is. It grows to about 50 feet in height altogether.
这个它那个长度呢，这个横梁都是写在这边哈，是长形的。
Its branches spread out about 30 feet.
这个宽度呢是30尺。
And life expectancy of the olive tree up to 500 to even 1,000 years.
据说它的那个寿命呢，这个橄榄树呢，差不多有500到甚至1000年的时间。
So these are two olive trees.
这个是两棵橄榄树。
Page 420, Revelation 11:5, please read.
11:5, 若有人想要害他们，就有火从他们口中出来，烧灭仇敌。凡想要害他们的，都必这样被杀。
Any man hurts them, fire comes out of their mouth and devours them.
如果有人想害他们，就有火从他们口中出来。
Now, two witnesses' first miracle.
这两个见证人第一个神迹。
They will be able to proceed with fire when people try to hurt them.
就有人要杀害他们要害他们的时候，就有口中从这两个见证人出来，这个是神迹。
Fire will devour God's enemies.
要来烧灭这个仇敌。
Page 421, Revelation 11:6, please read.
11:6, 这二人的有权柄，在他们传道的日子，叫天必塞不下雨。又有权柄叫水变为雪，并且能随时随意用各样的灾殃攻击世界。
Notice these miracles, they have power to shut heaven that it not rain.
据说这个有能力哈，他们是那个天地它不下雨。
These two witnesses have power over the waters to turn them into blood.
他们有这个能力能行这些的异能。
They have power to smite the earth with plagues as often as they wish.
然后他们可以随时随意的用各样的灾殃来攻击世界。
These are some of the miracles that Moses was able to work.
这个是摩西曾经做过这样的神迹。
Moses and Elijah's appearances.
那个摩西跟以利亚的出现。
They appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration, as we mentioned.
他们在那个登山变相的时候，耶稣登山变相的时候，他们也出现。
Peter, James, and John saw them.
彼得、约翰跟雅各看过。
And miracles during the tribulation.
422页讲到大灾难的时候所要行的神迹。
The Lord wants these miracles to be His miracles from these two witnesses.
上帝要使用这两位能行神迹奇事的见证人。
Turning water into blood was one of them.
使那个水变血。
And other miracles will be performed by these two witnesses.
还有其他的那个两位见证人可以做的神迹奇事。
Right, let's ask some questions and comments if you wish.
有没有什么问题
？Yes.
我想请老师再解释一下阴间、地狱、监狱、无底坑这四个不同的地方。
Can you explain again the different places the阴间那个 Sheol, Hades, bottomless pit, those places that you mentioned?
Prison.
In paradise, in the prison.
All right. The Old Testament Sheol is a place where Old Testament has its roots.
在旧约是用这个字 Sheol.
And the Sheol had in its place the place of departed spirits, some that were blessed or believing.
据说在旧约讲到这个阴间，就是那些无论是信的人，不信的人。
The others, those that were unsaved and unbelieving.
两部分，那么有一部分是信的，有一部分是不信的。
In the New Testament, that word is Hades, the unseen world.
在新约用的字是 Hades， 这个字是阴间。
Place of departed spirits.
一部分是有那个已经死的人。
Before the Lord Jesus dying.They had the same two groups, one saved, one lost.
据说主耶稣还没有死之前呢，他们就是这些也是分开的那个信的跟不信的人。
But after the Lord's resurrection, bodily resurrection,
当耶稣复活的时候
，He emptied out the blessed section of Hades and took them to heaven.
他们他把这些已经信主的人呢，那个乐园就带到天上去。
So now Hades only has.Those that are lost.
主耶稣复活以后呢，这些我们讲到阴间就是那些不属神的。
They're in conscious suffering, just like that man in Luke chapter 16.
好像那个那个路加福音十六章讲到那个财主所经历的。
One day God will give them new, different bodies, and they cast spirit, soul, and body into the lake of fire.
那么将来呢，他们会被丢在那个那个地狱。
The bottomless pit, as we know it, seems like a prison.
这个那个无底坑呢，就是好像一个监狱。
Where some angels are kept, and where Satan is kept, in that thousand-year period of Christ.
在千禧年的时候，这个撒旦会被捆绑在这个地方。
And that place was prepared for the devil and his angels.
这个是为着这些堕落的天使跟那个撒旦。
We saw that was in Matthew, was it 25?
在马太福音是不是？
Kathy, where is that verse where the devil and his angels prepared? Matthew 25:41. That was a place of everlasting fire that was prepared not for people but for the devil and his angels. So that bottomless pit is temporary. Satan will be there for 1,000 years and some of the angels 1,000 years just before him.
这个无底坑呢是为着那个那个魔鬼跟撒旦那个撒旦跟他的那个堕落天使所准备的。
It's a place to keep these people just a little while before they're released somewhere.
就是暂时他们是住在那个地方被。
Like a temporary prison.
据说暂时的那个监狱。
But hell, the lake of fire, is permanent prison, not temporary.
这个地狱是永永远远的，不是暂时的。
Other question.
有没有其他问题？
Yes. Thank you.
我的解经家说第十章第一节这个大力的天使是耶稣，我是觉得对。
What do you think? Revelation chapter 10 verse 1 it talks about the mighty angel. Some of the commentators said this is Jesus Christ. What do you think?
I do not think that the mighty angel would necessarily be correct. It says 10:1, is it?
Yeah, 10:1.
Let's go back to 10:1.From heaven, flew over the clouds, the rainbow, on his head, his face was over the sun, feet closed by. I don't believe it would be the Lord Jesus. He one day will come back, but that's not till chapter 19. So,
主耶稣再要再来，这个是到启示录十九章才提到。那么这个十章一节的这个大力的天使，不是等于那个主耶稣基督。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is not an angel.
那么主耶稣也不可以说是一位天使。
The Lord Jesus is the creator of the angels.
他是创造者，他是创造这个。
He's not an angel. Not an angel himself. So I think it'd be a mighty angel, just like it says.
就是这边所说的就是大力的天使是一位 很有力的天使。
Other questions or comments? Well, let's take 10 minutes. We'll see you back.
我们休息十分钟。